listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you're listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Léa Couture and Alex Tremblay, who are going to be speaking to us about the Educational Patrol Project with the support of Renaissance Lac-Brome, in which Léa serves as the patrol educator and Alex is serving as the project manager. So thank you both for being here with me today. I super appreciate it. Alex, can you just start off by telling us a little bit about what initiated this Educational Patrol Project here in Brome Lake?
Yeah, for sure. So firstly, it is important to understand how rainwater management works, because this is the reason behind like the project. It's about rainwater management and why it is a concern today in 2022. So to begin, as we know, climate changes will and already has many impacts on us. And among these impacts, the frequency and the intensity of extreme rainfall is expected to be to increase in the next year. So with this new reality comes many rainwater management issues. So certain cities, including the town of Brome Lake, but all around the province of Quebec, have what's called a combined sewer system, which means that domestic sewage and rainwater are collected in the same system. This means that during heavy precipitation, it will be increased in the upcoming years. So yeah, when we have heavy precipitation, treatment plants are overloaded by a larger volume of water and cause this mix of domestic sewage and rainwater to spill directly into bodies of water, like water that's not being treated. So this is extremely harmful to the ecosystem. On the other hand, the paving of streets and driveways really present in urban area is another real concern, since it does not allow rainwater to penetrate the soil, to be filtered and to supply groundwater. So, yeah, and another issue is really there's the rainwater management that occurs on work site, and a good runoff of water management can be the difference between a polluted ecosystem and a healthy one. So, the project is really a response to all of these issues. So the town of Brome Lake and Renaissance Brome Lake thought it was really important to tackle this issue with educational patrol to educate and inform the citizen of the town of Brome Lake about this issue and to help them to implement a solution to better manage rainwater.
Okay. And so the goal of the project seems to just be an educational experience for people that are living here in Brome Lake.
Yeah, exactly. So the first goal is really to inform and educate people about rainwater management on their property and to help them to implement solution about it. So as you know, in environment, changes can sometimes move slowly. So, and changes often comes from education and information. So if some people come to their realization that their downspouts are problematic, it is still a big win. Now they are aware of the problem, and maybe they will not fix the problem this summer, but with a little bit more time and education, they will end up fixing the problem. So informing is really crucial in this project.
Okay. And Léa, can you just tell us a little bit about your role as the educational patroller and how you will be working with citizens in Brome Lake and how you will be collaborating with them?
Well, first of all, I wanted to explain what my role isn't. So I'm not doing any formal inspections. I'm not there to police people about the state of their downspouts or their work sites. I'm really just there to inform the public and to share knowledge and information about the best practices in terms of managing rainwater and runoff water on their properties. And by going to meet with people at their homes, my role is really also to help spot any problems. So that's something that people don't really have the capacities to do on their own. So I can provide that resource and help to offer solutions that can either mitigate these problems or even better to solve them overall. So yeah, basically as the educational patrol, I'm a resource for the population of Brome Lake. For rainwater and any runoff questions that they have about their gutters or their work sites.
And are you going to be working with citizens as well if they want to do like their own projects on their property? I know there are various ways to go about limiting your runoff. Are you going to be are you going to be available for that as well?
I'm available for any questions that they have. Okay. I am there to, I have a bunch of solutions that I can offer, and I can explain to them how to carry out those solutions. I won't, however, be carrying out the projects with them. That will be on their terms.
Okay. And are you able to speak about some of the solutions that you might be suggesting for citizens to do their part in this project?
Yeah, so I have a couple solutions that I am proposing to people. The main one is rain gardens. So that's basically a flower bed that's made to take up water from your gutters. We choose a special mix of indigenous plants that are made to take up a lot of water during rain events, and then the water slowly infiltrates, so they're able to survive through those up and downs of water volumes in the garden bed. The other solution are percolating wells, which is kind of like an underground hole that you fill with rocks, and a tube that's connected to your gutters will bring that water underground, and then that slowly infiltrates the soil in that way. Another easy solution for people are rain barrels. So that collects rainwater when it rains, and then people can use that water to water their flowers or any indoor or outdoor plants. The last solution are just splash box. So that's just, is basically something that will slow down the flow of the water at the end of your downspout, just to avoid any erosion of the ground on your property. So those are the main solutions that I offer to people.
What impact do you hope that this project will have in our community? What do you hope that citizens will learn from it?
I hope that people realize just how interconnected everything is, that everyone can have an impact on the health of our lake and its watershed, realizing that even just your downspouts on your own property, eventually that water does end up in the lake. So everyone can be conscious of their impact and how they can contribute to keeping our lake healthy. That's really like the main ultimate goal.
Okay. Did you want to add anything to that, Alex?
No, I think Leah really explained it well. Like, I mean, the goal is really to inform people, but also, I forgot to say it, but to collect data for the town of Brome Lake, like to give them, at the end of summer, we want to give them a big picture of what is the situation on the ground, and so that they can start from there and after, like, to continue the project. And in fact, next year, the town of Brome Lake will have a program in which they will help people financially for the creation of rain gardens. So Leah is getting some names for people that are interested. Obviously, the fund is not unlimited, so there will be like a few people that are going to be picked. We don't know how they're going to be picked and everything, but we're collecting names, and I think people are really interested and excited for this program.
Awesome. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that either of you would like to mention about the project. Maybe how citizens can get in touch with you if they're seeking to collaborate with you, and if they're looking for your help. Is there any way that they can get in touch?
Well, hopefully I'll be coming to knock on their doors and they'll be able to speak to me directly.
Okay.
But also I have an email address where they can contact me. It's patrouille@renaissancelbl.com. Or my phone number for the Educational Patrol, which is 450-405-2286.
Yeah, so, but all the information is available to contact Leah, is available on the website, okay. For sure. And we have like a ton of documents like to inform people and to educate people that are available on our website too. And we will be conducting campaigns on our social media and everything to educate people about the issues of rainwater management on their property. So.
And this is the Renaissance Lac Brome website that you're referring to?
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. Well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.